the master's principle was that he will not stay there at any place, given place, for more than 3 days. Before 3 days, he had to leave the place. So they went from one place to another place, another town and all that. They came to a place in India. It was so. I think it was Bhuj. Yeah. It was owned by, it was a kingdom formerly, by Raja of Bhuj. Governed by the Raja of Bhuj. And they came there. And naturally, one of the disciples there was appointed to go in and just beg for food and come back and all that. Or purchase if the begging is not sufficient and all that. He held the purse. He was the one who... So he goes out, and naturally he went begging and it was not enough. So he goes out to the shop and says, naturally he picked on because he had a sweet tooth. So he said, how much is this khaja, means the halwa that is there, the sweet thing. So he says, 1 paise. He says, what? 1 paise? And how much is a kilo or pound at that time was, how much is a pound of sweets and how much is a pound of grain? He says, it's all 1 price. Take ser bhaji, take ser khaja. Means paise. You follow what I'm saying? Bhaji means spinach. Spinach. Yeah, bush of spinach. Take ser means, ser means 2 pounds. For 1 paise, if you want. Here the prices are just the same. One universal price. And he says, my, what a kingdom it is. It is so good. If we were to be here, we can enjoy sweets every day. So he comes back and naturally reports to the master, saying, master, this is a place, it's a paradise over here. This is what I found out and all that. This is Baba's telling us the story, you see. And so Baba, not Baba, the master says, what's the matter? What happened? So he describes what happened. So he says, beware, don't be naive about it. Yeah, beware. And now we should leave this place even before 3 days have passed. This is the first day, we should leave tomorrow morning. There's no master, but it will be so cheap for us to live here. It was nice. No, we must leave. And no amount of persuasion, he left the master. He left the master. He said, I will, because he had the sweet tooth. 1 paise means of a kilo of this. He left the master because of that. This is what Baba tells us, right? So no amount of persuasion would make him go with them. So all the other rest of the mandali left, but he remained behind. Master turned his back to him and went away. But he again stops him and calls him. He says, if ever, remember, you have left me, but I will never leave you. If ever a time comes when you need me, call out to me. You now need the sweets, you'll be there, I don't mind it. But if at all a time comes, call out to me and I will be there to help you. He bows down to the master, but still he persists in remaining there. So they left. Years are rolling by, and this fellow, having eaten, you see, he is putting on more weight and this, and no more mendicant life or anything, sort of a little earning that he has, you see, and eats more and earns less, but you can have it for 1 paise, anything. That's how it was. It so happened, Baba says, that in that kingdom, the situation was so critical, there was drought for successive seasons. No rains, no grain, food or anything of sort. And the king was very much worried because of his subjects who were living in peace and in plenty. And what has happened all of a sudden? So one of the pundits there was a court held, and one of the pundits suggested that the only thing that can avert eventual calamity is that human sacrifice is needed. Human sacrifice? What should we do? He says, whosoever... You have, what sort of human sacrifice you have? So he says, whosoever has been enjoying the fruits of this soil, the more should be sacrificed, and that will avert the situation. So that means, what do you mean by that? How to find out? So he says, the fattest person in our kingdom should be So here, they go, then the king immediately, naturally averts, you know how the situation begins. He knows what the situation is when there is famine or drought. So what happened, they all go on horseback and here and there in the scour, all the places and all that. Eventually they come to this man, who is the fattest. They drag him. He says, what have I done? I have done nothing. He says, no, you please come there. What is it? You have been summoned by the king. So there he sees. He says, my man, we want you as a human sacrifice. What? What have I done? I have done nothing. So he says, well, by sacrificing you, so many hundreds of thousands of people will save their lives. We want rain, and unless and until we sacrifice you, there is no chance. That's what the pandits advised me. So you will be. So then the pandits are summoned and they said, yeah, he's the person. We feel happy about it. And sure enough, we'll get it. But now let us see the auspicious day and the auspicious moment and all. You know, it's all there in Indian Hindu mythology is like that, based on that. So they see that. He says, on the third day from today, at such a time, he should be slaughtered. He is slaughtered in the sense on a guillotine. Yeah. Okay. Then announce it to the subjects that he will be taken. Now he's put there, so that he, lest he may not run away or anything, he's put behind the bars. Safety, guarding and all that. He's locked up securely. And the first night, he remembers the words of his master after many years. He says, whenever you need me, call out to me and I'll be there. So he beseeches and implores him and all that. Sure enough, the master comes here. He says, well, what is it that you want me for now? Such is the situation. So then what should... So, don't be afraid. Don't worry. All that... Do exactly as they tell you to do. If you are led right on the scaffolding over there and about to be executed, all that you have to say, that I want to die. I want to die first. I want to die first. Just say that. I want to die. I want to be sacrificed. I want to be sacrificed. Just that. I want to die. I want to be sacrificed. But they'll kill me. He says, do that. Now do that. Now at least listen to what I'm telling you. So sure enough, the day approaches, the time comes. You remember the story?
No, but I'm...
So then the crowd is there, all the subjects are there, because they are all concerned with this. They have to be there. It's their very life now. This life will give life to all of them. So they are all concerned, they are there. And the whole thing is erected, there's a nice platform there. Now it's a special platform, not the ordinary criminals, you see, because this is a special altar. The special lamb is to be slaughtered. So they are there. And, pardon?
Fat
lamb. Fatted lamb.
Fatted calf.
Yeah, fatted calf. So what happens is here, just then the king is seated, the queen and the courtiers and all the subjects are there and they are waiting for the time. And just a few minutes are there, you may call it 3 or 4 minutes are there, and immediately a person comes on a horseback. And to his surprise, the man sees there on the platform that is his guru. And he says, stop! Stop immediately! He should not be sacrificed. I need to be sacrificed. I want to die. Immediately the disciple says, no, I want to die. I must be sacrificed. There's a tussle in that. And the king says, how is this in the world? What is this happening in the world like that? Who wants to die? Nobody would want to die. Nobody wants to be sacrificed like that. What's the secret behind it all? So when it goes on for a minute like this, you know, loud shouting is going on the stage. There's no pin drop silence, mind you.
Okay.
So then what happens is that the king calls, summons both of them and says, you know, that this man needs to be sacrificed. Why are you interfering? No, no, it's I, my turn, it's my turn. I want to be sacrificed. I need to die. I must be sacrificed. And he says, no, no, he should not be sacrificed. It's my turn. I need to be sacrificed. I need to die. So then, but why do you want, you stranger, why do you, from where have you come and who are you? So he whispers in the ears of the king. He says, you have no idea that at this moment whosoever is sacrificed is led directly into heaven. And I know it for certain. And that's why I've come. Please don't deny me that. Immediately king says, release both of them, put me on the spot. So Baba tells Nilkant, don't make me do such a thing. Beware. Yeah.
Baba told this story?
Yeah.
Because I had read a different version of this. Mm. And I...
No, but you didn't follow the beginning.
At the end? What was the end?
Baba tells Dr. Nilkant, beware, don't make me do such a thing for you.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. But do you know about Nilkant? He had a sweet tooth and all that. That was the... Yeah. You tell her later on. You were here, no, in the beginning?
Not at the very beginning.
Oh, God.
It's on tape. No, it's on the tape.
But the tape cannot speak. It's a dumb tape.
I didn't hear the very beginning either. Maybe
it's a story.
The beginning is this, that Dr. Nilkant was one of the Mandali. And his standard of anybody loving Baba more than anybody else was that whenever Baba would be called for house visit, and naturally the Mandali would also follow, and the host that receives Baba and the Mandali, when he spreads out the number of dishes and sweets and all that, the more one spreads out, the more he is a lover of Baba. Yeah. Because his standard of judging, a great lover of Baba, was the number of dishes that the person served on the table.
That's so outrageous.
So one day when we were called for house visits, Baba went there for half a dozen house visits and we returned here. And then we sat down and chatted and Baba remembered each family visiting and all that. And Baba says, see how each one loves me and all that. And then he remembered each one, the daughters, the wives, the women, and this and that. So Nilkant says, no, Baba, I tell you, to me, that particular family is a great lover of yours. He says, you know it better than I know. How do you know? How do you judge like that? So he says, didn't we see all? See how they spread the table? This gave us a lavish reception and all that, you see? Oh, so many sweets were there, so many varieties of sweets were there, so many plates full of sweets and all that. So Baba told him, beware. Don't be childish on this, you see. You have no idea. And then he told the story.
I mean, a guy like Nilu, after years with Baba, he's going like to be impressed that. With a couple of plates of sweets?
Yeah.
What like kind of people were around him?
Well, we were like that. What can you say?
Country bumpkins.
We are. We still are. Yeah. We still